Uncle C back in the office, and in this video today we are going to be describing the things that make a guy's life miserable. If you're a man and you're watching this channel and you want to know how to live an excellent life, how to live a fruitful life, how to be on your purpose, and how to feel ambitious so that way you don't deal with the issues of the 99%, you're going to want to stick with me until the entire end of this presentation. So here's a fair warning. For those of you who struggle with issues like focus, right, or you constantly need to be addicted to different stimulation, or you're used to sitting on YouTube Shorts, TikTok, Instagram Reels, constantly being stimulated every 5 to 10 seconds by a new video, this video is not for you. Honestly, this whole channel probably isn't, okay? What I'm about to describe on this whiteboard behind me is not only going to help improve your life, but this is truly for guys who can sit back, you can relax for anywhere from probably 10 to 15 minutes and focus. Those of you who understand these principles and put them into action will live a much better life than the 99%. So I'm going to be breaking down the top 4 things that ruin a man's life, and I'm going to show you why this is happening. And then on top of that, I'm also going to show you what you must do so that way you don't deal with any of these issues. So stick with me, I'm here to deliver loads of value. The very first is going to be guys who are sexless, okay? It is important to have options as a man. Now, am I preaching promiscuity? Absolutely not. Am I preaching that you have to go out and hook up with a bunch of women? Absolutely not. But what I am telling you that you need the option to not be sexless if that were to come. Being sexless, okay, is the quickest way to not only feel like you have no options, but to feel as if you have no or low status. And here's the thing. I'm going to be breaking down the exact 5 things as to why this happens. The very first is going to be low T levels in guys. Okay, if your testosterone is not in check, here's what's going to happen. You're going to get fatter. You're going to get lethargic. You're going to not be ambitious. You're going to not be willing to take risks when it comes to meeting new people, meeting new women. You're going to feel sad, okay? So what you have to do is you have to take care of your health. You'll notice I'm extremely tan. What you want to do is you want to go out and you want to get sunlight. You want to breathe fresh air. You want to work out every single day. You want to build muscle. You want to eat high protein. You want to make sure you eat the correct amounts of fats. You want to make sure that you have low body fat. That is going to stimulate testosterone production. It's no wonder why most guys aren't ambitious. It's no wonder why most guys don't take risks. It's no wonder why most guys can't talk to women or attract the type of companion that they want. They have low T. Take care of your body. It's all you have. The second is going to be they're not ambitious, okay? You have to be ambitious as a man with everything that you do. That means when you wake up in the morning, you want ambition to flow through you in every way, shape, and form. I'm talking making sure your income is on point, building wealth for yourself, learning new competency skills to make new money, pushing towards gym PRs so that way you can build your strength, right? Having the ambition to go out and say, hey, come hell or high water, I'm going to do what I have to do to attract the type of woman that I want into my life, to attract the type of companion. You want to be ambitious. If you're ambitious, this is going to drive your primal masculine instinct, and that is going to get you farther ahead in life than sitting back, watching Netflix, drinking beer, being part of the 99%. Next, high body fat. We touched on this a little bit with having low levels of T, but high body fat is going to ruin your chances. Guys, think about this for a second. You can seriously make all the money in the world. You can be one of the smartest guys in the world. You can have great game. But if she looks at you and on a primal level, not only are you a bad fit for survival, but you're also a bad fit for reproduction, this right here is going to hinder your ability to actually have long-lasting relationships with women. Finally, we have to talk about guys who don't have social skills. All of these things, these first 3-4 things, not only contribute to not having social skills, but you have to realize this. Social skills is the backbone to make connection. The reason why guys can't make connection is because not only are they overstimulated, but it's all been digitalized. The second you have your ambition, the second you go out there in the world and you tell yourself, I'm going to meet a new person every day. I'm going to smile at new people I have not smiled at. I'm going to talk to new people I have not yet talked to. I'm actually going to take life by the balls. You are going to win. So here's what you must do, okay? First, the clear-cut sign if you're sexless, you must maximize your attractiveness. You have to have style, a style that's congruent with your personality, and you have to have game. If you can flirt and you have good verbal game, you will get further ahead than 99% of guys. This right here is the trifecta package in order to fix your sexless instances that's leaving you feeling lonely, sad, depressed, or full of anxiety. Let's move on to number two. Okay, the second thing that completely ruins a guy's life, ruins a man's life and makes it miserable, is going to be having low income. I cannot think of one of the worst things possible for a guy than to not have control of his financial situation and his financial circumstances. It is seriously so important, because here's what happens when you have low income. You have no options. And I'm not just talking about no options with women. I'm seriously talking about no options with life. You have to choose the cheaper options when you go out for entertainment. You have to constantly look at how much the bill is going to be for dinner. You have to monitor your expenses so closely. And this transitions into number two. You are now in scarcity over everything. You're not just in scarcity with women if you're sexist, but now guess what? You're in scarcity when it comes to how much you make, how much debt you're in, how much you can earn, what your earning potential is, what type of woman you can attract because of the value you provide in the world. Like, this is awful. You cannot be in a situation for too long where you allow the 99% mentality to just be okay with having low income. You must chase your goals. You must actually pursue wealth. You must build something of yourself, okay? Here's the fact. When you have low income, you instantly have low confidence. On a primal level, you as a guy, you know 100% that your confidence and how you feel about yourself is directly correlated to what you can produce, in the world. And what you're paid for in the world is typically a direct representation or value that you have added to other people or to the world, okay? That means you have to get your confidence level up. You have to get your confidence level up. And the only way to do that is you provide more value to the marketplace. You have skill sets that people are willing to pay for. And what this really transitions into is you, if you do not have this figured out yet, you have low competency when it comes to making money. Now, make no mistake, at the end of this presentation right here, I'm going to be telling you what you have to do to fix this. But for some of you, if you have no purpose and you have low confidence in life, this can be fixed by not only getting on your grind, understanding what you want to do, but becoming known in an industry and having power. So let me show you how to do this. If you're wondering, how do you actually make money? Like, how do you get paid? How do you make 10K a month? How do you take that 10K a month, you turn it into 50K a month? How do you take that 50K a month, you turn it into 100K a month? So on and so forth, okay? Here's what you do. You have to show inner love for your work. Notice, I did not just teach you something tactical. I taught you a strategy that can only be manifested on the inside first. Your work is a direct representation of you. I need you to think about this very deep for a second, okay? I was having a conversation with one of my students inside of my Freedom Academy, okay? He was telling me today that he does real estate, but he's at 20 years old, he's already having questions if this is actually him. I go, well, if you're already having questions at 20, there's no way you're going to be good at this in the long run. And he scratched his head and he's like, well, why? And I go, because, well, most guys who are obsessed with real estate, or that is their purpose, they're willing to put in 7 days a week, 12 hours a day because they love it. You're scratching your head wondering when 5 p.m. is going to roll around on a Wednesday. That's the difference in energy. So what you have to do is you have to find something you love, because the little known fact is you can literally make money doing anything. Guys have made hundreds of millions of dollars throwing a football or throwing a baseball. Guys have made hundreds of millions of dollars fighting in a ring. Guys have made millions of dollars doing anything. The key is, what value do you have to bring? So what I really developed this into is diving deep into your passions. And this might take you actually 4 to 6 weeks of just sitting still. Sitting still and thinking. Sitting still and self-reflecting. Like, I know I had to do this in my current business. I had to sit down and I had to think, what products do I actually want to build that I enjoy, that I know will serve the marketplace to where it won't even feel like I'm working? Because that's how you actually dominate an industry. You do what you like. I want you to think about this on the most simplistic terms, okay? Mike Tyson probably got paid a lot because he liked throwing punches. Like, Michael Phelps probably got paid a lot because he liked swimming, okay? Leonardo DiCaprio gets paid a lot because chances are, even though he's a great actor, he probably loves acting, therefore he's ready to put the work in to do it. This is not as hard as guys want to make it. So instead of looking for the quick fix, the three keys to 10K a month through Shopify, Amazon, FBA, crypto, day trading, stocks, blah, 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 blah. Like, dude, figure out what you actually want to do and then do it. And you will notice that your wealth will compound year after year after year. You get a more diverse, deeper skill set. That's number two, okay? Number three, The third thing that will totally make your life miserable is going to be social anxiety. And here's why. When you have social anxiety, not only can you not connect with the companions or the women that you want to connect with, but you seriously can't connect with anybody. If you have social anxiety, it's even hard to make friends. It's hard to go to the grocery store and check out with the clerk. It's hard to go to the grocery store and ask for help as to, hey, is the brown sugar in this aisle? Is the cereal in this aisle? It's hard for you to do that. And here's what really happens is if you have bad social anxiety, instantly you can't network. So if you can't network, naturally that's going to affect number two, and you're going to naturally have low income because your network is your net worth and it's a direct correlation of the representation of who you surround yourself with, okay? Therefore, now you can't actually be you. You see, this is the only way to have genuine confidence in life, is to have full self-acceptance of who you are. If you can't have full self-acceptance with you, that means you now carry yourself in life with a suppressed vibe. It's like you're almost ashamed to just speak clearly. You're ashamed to state your mind. You have suppression. You feel like you're suppressed, okay? That vibe is not good. That means if you walk around life nervous because of the social anxiety, it doesn't even carry into just being sexist. Now this is going to affect your income. These are all correlated and tied together. So how can you fix this instantly? The first thing you want to do is learn how to project your voice. Okay? Vocals and vocal tonality is so key because you can actually have some sort of dominating frame or some sort of authority state just by speaking more presently, speaking into the future, speaking into people, through people, not just at people. There's a big difference. Not only do women find this very attractive, but men actually find a certain degree of trust when they hear a voice like that. A projected voice builds safety. The second thing you want to do, level up any insecurities that are making you socially anxious. If you have social anxiety because you aren't comfortable in your own skin, you need to start hitting the gym. If you have social anxiety because you have to be on a budget and you can't spend a lot of money when you go out, you have to learn how to get your finances up. Everything is directly correlated. And when you do this, you can develop connections even if it scares you. And this is something you have to do. If you have social anxiety, there will be a time where you still have to make those connections anyways. There will actually be a time where you can make those connections and it will feel scary, but guess what? There will come a time when the person on the other end doesn't even notice because you've done the work on yourself. This is so key, okay? Number four, the fourth thing that will make you absolutely miserable. I have seen this over the years as my own success has risen. I've seen this over the years as other people that I know have become successful, is jealousy or envy, especially if this is something you possess or people who are around you possess towards you. Jealousy and envy will crush you, and there's five reasons why. When you're jealous of somebody, this turns you into a victim. You think you're owed something. Because they have success and you don't, you lose your own work ethic. Then what happens? You constantly are put in the frame of comparison. You won't take action and you judge that other person. You carry life with judgment at other people. All you're doing is putting your energy, your focus onto them. And when you put it onto them, here's what's going to happen. They actually get stronger. They get more powerful. They get more respect. They get more wealth. They get more success and you don't. This is one of the quickest ways to spiral yourself into an anxiety-ridden, depressed state. You do not want to be jealous or envious. All you can have is a strong work ethic. And if you have a strong work ethic, here's the cool thing about that. You start to love the work and you love the journey, not just the destination. And guess what happens when you do have a strong work ethic? When you have a strong work ethic, okay, you tell yourself, I love this so much. I'm so blessed to even have these traits. I don't even care if I'm successful or not. I'm just glad I get to work hard. And that right there is going to carry you so much further in life than 99% of anything. For example, I hate the weekend. Now, I don't actually hate the weekend, but what I'm telling you is like a Saturday to me feels the same as a Monday because I'm on my purpose regardless. I have my journey and my destination regardless plan. And if you avoid these four things and you actually take what I just taught you on this whiteboard, you put it into action, your entire demeanor will up level. I seriously hope you guys like this video. Hit the like button, comment, and subscribe. We'll see you in the next one.